first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games, and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Okay, thanks a lot. Welcome to Starcade. We're backstage. Our players are warming up for today's big match. A couple of good teams today, and one of these teams is going to have a chance to win their very own video arcade game. You teams ready to play? You all set? Okay, let's go play Starcade. Here we go. A couple of hot teams to play Starcade today. Glad to have you watching. Let's meet our contestants right now. And your name is?
My name is Jeffrey Joya, and I go to Highland Christian Schools. I'm interested in acting, drama, and, well, yeah, poetry, too. My favorite game is Gyrus.
Okay, Jeff. Nice to meet you. That's my name, too, you know. Okay. And who's this next to you?
My dad.
Your name?
Ivan Joya.
Nice Ivan, tell me a little bit about yourself. Nice to meet you, too.
Well, I'm a civil engineer, and during my time off, I keep busy with my two sons, mm-hmm. and I like photography and, you know, just working around the house.
Terrific. And playing video games, I'm sure.
Sure.
All right, nice to meet you guys. Good luck to your team. Let's meet your opponents. Your name?
My name's Brian O'Loughlin, and I'm from Arvada, Colorado, and I'm 13 years old, and I have an extremely large family consisting of 13, of four brothers.
13 brothers, you were going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, your mother just fainted.
Yeah. And this is one of my bigger brothers.
And your name?
I'm Chris O'Loughlin, and I'm in McClellan Air Force Base in Sacramento, California.
Oh, terrific, Chris, and you're from Colorado, too, I suppose.
Yes, I've spent 15 years there.
And a lot of skiing up in that area?
Oh, yes, I love to ski, snow and water.
Well, greetings to you guys. Nice to have you here on Starcade. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games, and one of these teams is going to have a chance to win this fabulous video arcade game. Today, it is Joust. Yeah, that'd be fun to take home, I know. So you team, shake hands, if you will, please. Get ready to go over to the podium. And while you head on over there, we'll let Kevin tell us about the five games in store for us today. Kev?
Jeff, video games are what it's all about here on Starcade, and we've got five great ones today, starting with Stargate, where you zap the city in blackness. Next, it's Rock and Rope, and it'll really hang you out. Tron, a startling new dimension where energy lives. Ladybug, not flying, but running, and Pac-Man Plus, the great one on a fast track. Jeff?
All right, we're getting ready to play then. Those are today's five games. Both of you teams, of course, had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is a mystery game. You pick it in the first three games. A valuable prize is automatically yours. And Kevin will tell our home audience what the mystery game is.
Today's mystery game is Stargate.
Now, Ivan, I know you're from Venezuela. Would I pronounce your last name Joya or Joya?
It depends. If you're on the West Coast, it'll be Joya. Uh-huh. But I was raised in the East Coast, so it's Joya there, and I've got used to that.
All right, then. Uh-huh. Joya it is, and O'Loughlin, I guess. Yes. I can figure that one out pretty well. All right, here's the first question for you. First team to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you pick our first game. Here we go. How many coconut palm trees on the Snake Lake screen of Congo Bongo? A, one, or B, none? Yeah.
One.
One is right, Jeff. Good for you.
Hey, Jeff.
That means you picked the first game. What are we going to start off with, Jeffrey?
Rock and Rope.
Rock and Rope it is. And we will ask Kevin to tell us about Rock and Rope.
Well, Joy, as you've chosen to put yourself in a precarious cliff-hanging situation. And believe it or not, the most you can hope to accomplish is to reach the bird at the top. And it's not going to be easy. But I know you'll try. It's like this. Stop. Shoot the rope, climb the rope, pick up the golden egg for flash power, flash the monsters to stop them, pick up the feather, avoid the falling rocks, and don't move if a monster is shaking your rope. Do all this, and the bird of fortune is yours in Rock and Rope.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Ivan and Jeffrey, who's playing this?
Jeff is.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, Jeffrey, the feather's on the third level up there. You want to get to that? There's another feather up there on the right and about the fourth level. So go for those feathers. Remember, the monsters can jump your flash power, so leave a little room between you and them, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's go. Ready? All right, here we go. You have 50 seconds to play Rock and Rope. Don't fall down here, Ivan. All right. You ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. There you go. go. Good shot. Good job. Oh, there's one above you now. There, you're flashing good. 20 seconds. Oh, no. It's tricky. Here you go again. 10 seconds. Go, baby. 5 seconds. All right, there you go. 520 points. I told you those guys were tricky, Jeff, but nicely played. Congratulations to you. You and your dad go back. And here comes Brian and Chris. All right, the game is rock and roll. Who's playing this?
Well, Brian will be playing this time.
You, Brian. How come you?
Oh, I don't know.
He just didn't want to do it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brian. You have 50 seconds also. You remember all the things I told Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Okie doke. Turn around. Right over here, Chris, to cheer him on. You ready? Get set. Play. Here we go. Good play.
Yeah,
here we
go,
here we
go, go,
Brian,
go.
There's 500 points.
Go, go.
Here we
go, here
we
go.
Doing great.
Go, Brian, go.
20 seconds. Got some more flight power. 15 seconds. Oh, they got you finally. 10 seconds. Just get some more points.
Go, Brian. Come on,
man. 5 seconds.
Come on, hurry, Brian. Hurry.
All right, 1,340. Way to go, Brian. Nicely played. Way to go, Chris. Cheering him on. Hang on here. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game on Starrcade.
The grand prize today on Starrcade is the video arcade game Joust. Enter into the manly sport of jousting, riding proudly on thy ostrich, toppling thy opponents from thy mounts. Thy grand prize today is Joust, furnished by Williams Electronics. And now back to Starrcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
Oh, that does a good job, Kevin. All right, we have one game under our belts here. Let's see where we are. Joy, as you have a total so far of 5,520, sorry. O'Loughlin's, you have 1,340.
Yeah, right.
Not too many points between the two of you. O'Loughlin's in the lead, but there's still one more game to be played in this round, and then we'll add up the points from both the games and see who gets to play the name of the game board. So if you're ready, I have another question for you. Joyous and O'Loughlin's, hands on buzzers, and here we go. On the Doomsdome screen of Crystal Castles, what protects the gems on the second level? A, crystal balls, or B, a skeleton? O'Loughlin's.
Skeleton.
Skeleton. Right you are, Brian. Way to go. That means don't leave yet because you have to choose a game before you get down to the play. What are we going to play?
Pac-Man Plus.
Pac-Man Plus. All right. That is not the mystery game because we didn't hear any sound, but it's a good game, and Kevin will tell us about it.
Well, it's the great one. Jazzed up and speeded up, gobbling away faster than ever and more than ever with frantic ghosts in pursuit and disappearing mazes just when the Pac-Man needs the most. It's one up on Pac-Man, a plus, and it's frantic.
Yes, indeed it is. And who's going to play this one?
I'll be trying this one.
Now, I don't. That doesn't sound like a confident I'm going to play it to me.
No, it's not. I'm going to use the panic method.
Just run and hit, right? Okay, it's Pac-Man Plus. I'll tell you a couple things, and you guys might want to listen to the Joyous. There are some soft drinks that will appear in the middle of the screen. If you can go over them, you'll get some extra points. And the best thing in the 50 seconds that you have is to try to get all the monsters behind you, following you, and then go over an energizer dot so you can gobble them all up, okay?
All right.
All right. Sure, he says, all right. All right, right over here, Brian, if you will. Chris will get ready to play. Head ready. Get set, play. Here we go. Gotcha. Look out. Here we go again. Got the soft drink good? Free ride for a little bit here. Good going. 20 seconds. All right, you had a little bit of trouble there, but you got the soft drink, and that helped out a lot, didn't it? Right.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Brian, take your brother on back. Here comes Jeffrey and Ivan. Over here, Jeff. Jeff's looking at all the marks on the floor we have and trying to figure out which one is for him. Who's playing this game?
Jeff wants to try it.
Jeff, you're going to play the game, okay? That means your dad's going to play the third game, but it's Pac-Man Plus. You heard the advice that I gave to them?
Yeah.
All right, you know, if you get the soft drink, everything disappears, and you can just go like crazy. Okay, get ready to play. Get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Nicely played, Jeff. Really nice going. Ivan, take Jeff on back. We're going to add up all the scores. The joy has caught up there in that game. Whether it was enough, I don't know, but we'll find out in just a second because both of you had a chance to play Rock and Rope and Pac-Man Plus, and now one team is going to play for a special prize as we add up both scores on both games to see who gets to play the name of the game board. The joy is you have 3,980. The O'Loughlins, 3,640. Joy is you've caught up, and you're in the lead. Come on down here. You're going to play the name of the game board. Boy, that was wild. You caught up in that game. Jeffrey, nice playing. Turn around with your backs towards the board, please. Okay, now behind you is the name of the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you guess the games correctly, we have some prizes for you, and Kevin will tell you what they are.
For 3 out of 4, you'll win Explore, computerized chess by Sisies, a challenge for the serious chess player. It can solve mate in 4 problems, has a sensory board, it's easy to use and portable. Explore chess by Sisies. And if you get all 4 right, it's a White's metal detector, featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil from White's Electronics.
All right, gentlemen, you'll guess the screens one after the other. Who will go first?
I will.
Jeffrey will go first. If you turn around, please. Jeffrey, look up in the upper left-hand corner. Is that Gravatar or Solar Quest?
Gravatar.
Right you are. That's one. Your turn, Ivan. Is that Lost Tomb or Stargate?
Lost Tomb.
You're right about that. In the middle, Jeffrey. Donkey Kong or Donkey Kong Jr.?
Donkey Kong Jr.
Right you are. That's 3. Going for the big 4. Is that Frenzy or Berserk?
Berserk.
Berserk is right. You got all 4. That means you get the white metal detector. Congratulations. You guys know your video games. Good players. You're in the lead. Don't go away yet. No, don't go away yet. Hang on. Don't you go away either. We'll be back in just a minute and find out who gets to choose the next game and who's going to maybe take Joust home. And welcome back. Boy, we have a close game. Only 340 points separating these two teams. Joy is in the lead. This is round 2. This is a big challenge. There's only 1 game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we total up all the scores. The top scoring team in all games is going to get a chance to win Joust. So, Joy is in O'Loughlin's. If you're ready, I have a final question for you. Hands on buzzers. What color is the little devil in Tasmania? A, green, or B, red? O'Loughlin's.
Red.
No, sorry, it's green. And that gives the joy as the choice of the final game. The mystery game has yet to be picked, and you might keep in mind that Ivan, the dad, is going to have to play this game. So which will it be?
Ladybug.
Ladybug. Okay, that was not the mystery game. I can tell you now the mystery game was Stargate. But we will find out before he flies away home from Kevin what Ladybug is all about.
She's a lady, but she's a bug too, and other bugs are her specialty. If she can gobble them up, she's happy. If she can gobble them when they're special, she's extra happy. It doesn't take much to make her happy, but it takes a lot of bugs. The ladybug.
Now, Jeffrey, you picked ladybug, right?
Yeah.
And you knew your dad had to play it, right?
Yeah.
So why'd you pick ladybug?
Well, I think that'll be the only easiest game on here for my dad.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he... Yeah, thanks. He has a lot of faith in you, Ivan.
Oh, it sure does.
All right, the game is Ladybug. You'll have 40 seconds to play it. Only thing I can tell you about this, and O'Loughlin's you might want to listen to, get the hearts when they're blue and get the letters when they're yellow, and don't touch the skull, okay?
Okay.
All right, you got all that in your computer, Ivan?
Hearts of blue off the skull.
Yeah, okay. I think we left something out, but let's get ready to play. All right, turn around, and Jeffrey, you come over here in the corner and cheer your dad on. All right, get ready, get set, play. Here we go. Six, five, four, two, one. 1,740. Okay. No, that's not bad. Ivan, not bad. I've never heard anybody cheer anybody on as well as you did, Jeff, too. Head on back and let's see what happens when the O'Loughlins come down, Brian and Chris. Now, you've each played one game, so it's your choice. Who's going to play this? you haven't decided? You're going to play?
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you'll play Ladybug. You have 40 seconds also. We wish you good luck. You need some points here. Chris will cheer you on. Get ready. Get set. Play. And here we go. Good shot. Playing great. 8 seconds. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Played 8,270. Oh, Chris, that's great. Or Brian, I'm sorry, Chris. Go on back. You certainly took over for Ladybug. You were behind going into this round, but it looks like you might have done it. We shall see. And whoever gets the top score now is going to have a chance to go for Joust. The joy is you have 5,720. O'Loughlin's have 11,910. You really came from behind on Ladybug.
All right.
Well, it was a goodly fought match. You guys were head, behind, back and forth, and unfortunately you lost, but I wish you good luck in the future. Jeff, thank you very much. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Jeff.
And we have some nice gifts for both of you, okay?
Okay.
All right, fine. And the champs, the O'Loughlins, you get something special from Kevin. Kev?
It's the Spectra Video SV328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectra Video.
All right. Well, Brian, you really played Ladybug, and that's what did it for your team. And in just a moment, we'll see if this team can go on and win Joust. And welcome back to Starcade. Okay, now is a chance to win your own video arcade game. There's still two games left unplayed, Chris and Brian, Stargate and Tron. During the commercial, we told you that if you picked Stargate, you'd have to score at least 2,930 points. If you picked Tron, you'd have to score at least 1,824 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who played these same games. You reached a decision, and you picked...
Tron.
Okay, Tron it is. That means if you score 1,824 points in 30 seconds, you're going to win our grand prize. That's Joust. We'll let Kevin tell us about Tron, and we'll go over and get ready to play.
Journey with me now into a startling new dimension where energy lives and breathes, and the warrior Sark, protector of tyrannical MCP, is our dreaded enemy. We can enter this world by one of four routes, and even on entering, we must be on our guard, for the entry path is never the same. We could enter by way of the IO Tower, through the tank maze, directly through master control, or in a blinding flash on the light cycle grid. If we secure one area, we can choose another. The adventures are many in this world that is pure energy. It is Tron.
Okay, you only have 30 seconds. Now, the computer will pick the screen that that you go into. If you don't like that one, once you get out of it, don't go back into it again, okay?
Okay.
All right, we wish you good luck. You have 30 seconds to get 1,824 points. Do that, and you'll take home Joust. So if you turn around, get ready to play. Brian, you're all set. Chris, to cheer him on. Get ready. Get set. Go.
You can do it, Brian.
Got the tank screen.
Blow away.
Yes, you can. Oh, no, come on. Oh, you got it. Got to be 1,824. Time's moving. Come on. 9 seconds. Doggone it, not enough time. Got a bad screen with the tanks, but you're such a good player anyway, Brian. It's been fun having you on the show. Chris, nice to meet you. Congratulations to our champions here on Starrcade. This is Jeff Edwards. See you on the next Starrcade. Got some great games we'll be playing. Until then, hope all your troubles get solved. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starrcade, visit www.starrcade.tv and g4tv.com/starrcade.
Some of the Starrcade set furnished by RCA. This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starrcade is a JM production.